Usually, Meals on Wheels means home delivery or lunch at a senior center. For more than 50 years, the federal government has funded the program to make sure older Americans get the nutrition they need. A project in Vancouver, Washington is trying to use those funds for something new now, a retro hip diner where seniors can go for eggs, coffee, and community. Dina Pritchett reports.
At its core, a neighborhood diner is about neighborhood. Servers who make sure your coffee is always topped off, local business people having meetings, regulars who know the whole menu. Like Roland Batts.
The veggie hash is to die for. It's gourmet food, and as a senior, I enjoy it thoroughly.
Batts is here 3 or 4 days a week. He knows the staff, jokes with the chef.
We enjoy food, and we enjoy company, and this is the place to come.
They play Frank Sinatra in the mornings, and it makes me so happy. Eggs and Frank Sinatra, perfect breakfast.
Autumn Jakoskis loves the vibe, as well as the biscuits and gravy. But when young people like Jakoskis reach for their credit card, seniors like Chris Bingenheimer pull out a little green dining card.
And if you can donate, you do. If you don't, you don't. And it's no big deal to them.
That's because the entire diner is a project of Meals on Wheels. If you look closer, you'll notice a few things. The chairs are on casters to scoot out easily if they need to make space for a wheelchair. The coffee cups have large handles to accommodate arthritic fingers. Suzanne Washington is the CEO of the local organization Meals on Wheels People, which serves about 5,000 meals a day, mostly home delivery, and about a third in senior centers. But people don't always want to go to a senior center.
We heard lots of folks say it was just too much of a stigma to go.
Some baby boomers think senior centers are just for their grandparents, or they're still working and can't come in for lunchtime. So Washington thought, why not try a restaurant?
A restaurant that is intergenerational, it's good food, and at the same time, the paying public can help offset the costs of those in our program.
There's a slightly different menu for participating seniors, like adding a fruit cup or a glass of milk to meet nutritional requirements. And Washington says some regular menu items aren't part of the program.
Because we can never make Eggs Benedict meet regulations. It just doesn't work.
But the menu is still delicious, and the diner's been averaging 140 subsidized meals each month. And people are signing up for Meals on Wheels through the diner at a faster rate than at senior centers. Manoj Pardesani is a provost and professor of social work at Hunter College. He says the decline in senior centers is concerning because they're about more than just food.
This is where I get to talk to people. I engage with society. I get benefits from it, and other people benefit from me.
Pardesani says that losing community engagement is bad for both mental and emotional health. As isolation goes up, so do depression and anxiety.
The core belief behind meals is the socialization aspect. We're human beings. We've been socialized to be social animals.
And the diner is a social place. Young people like Amber Jakoskis come for that, just as much as the little pies.
Everyone here is so nice, and they pay everybody a living wage, and so all your tips just go to donations for Meals on Wheels, which is amazing, and that's something I want to give money to.
And it's money that helps support neighbors, like Chris Bingenheimer.
Staff is very friendly. They don't look down on you because you're with the Meals on Wheels program. They treat you kindly, and the service is impeccable.
Bingenheimer is a senior using Meals on Wheels. And at the diner, he's also just a guy sitting with his friend, having a good breakfast. For NPR News, I'm Dina Pritchett at the diner in Vancouver, Washington.